Stay with me, Cody. A familiar male voice urged him from far in the distance as he regained consciousness. His chest was tight and burned as if on fire. Where was he? With each jolt, a sharp pain pierced through his ribcage. The rattling of metal and voices around him calling out medical orders grew louder. He opened his eyes to bright neon lights and water-stained ceiling tiles. He blinked, then took in his surroundings. Judging by the people walking alongside him, dressed in scrubs and wearing stethoscopes around their necks, and the ceiling tiles zipping past above him, he assumed he was on a stretcher in a hospital.
Not good.
Cody swiped his hand across his face. The nurse beside him repositioned the nasal cannula under his nose.
Can you breathe all right, Dr. Walker?
Cody inhaled, then hissed through his clenched teeth as another sharp pain shot through his chest. His heart was racing, and he could hear the blood rushing past his ears with every heartbeat. He blinked twice to focus his vision.
As expected, thank you.
Welcome back among the living, Cody, the familiar voice greeted him. Cody lifted his head, then clenched his jaw as another jolt of pain shot through his chest.
Scott, what?
He lifted his arm and found an IV.
Relax, buddy. You're at the Emory ER. You've had a heart attack and sailed down the steps at your clinic. From what I hear from the paramedics, you've been in cardiac arrest for a good minute. Thanks to your clinical staff, you're still with us. But I suspect you have a couple of broken ribs and maybe a concussion from the fall. We'll take some x-rays and maybe do a CT to check on all that once we get you settled.
Cody groaned. That explained the excruciating pain in his chest and head every time he moved or tried to take a deep breath. He closed his eyes and focused on being still. He knew he was in excellent hands. Cody had met Scott back in med school in Savannah. Scott, a true adrenaline junkie, specialized in emergency medicine, whereas he found his calling in primary care. Somehow, both their paths led them to Atlanta.
Which room?
The nurse called out to another behind the nurse's station. The other nurse turned and checked the board.
Put him in 5.
Hey, Cody. Try not to die on me again. I'll check on you once they get you settled in your room,
Scott said, then grabbed a chart and disappeared to see another patient.